we should be getting. We do get Colgate, I think. That's tremendous. Well, brothers and sisters, you know, I want to speak this morning briefly, but clearly, very clearly, on something that I think is vital for us. I mean, just vital. It's so vital. The weeks roll by, the days roll by, the hours roll by, and so often, you know, we allow our time just to fritter away. The time goes, it just fritters away. But it's very important for a Christian to spend time. It's interesting how we spend our time. What else do we spend? We spend money. We spend money and we spend time. So if we're careful how we spend our money, we ought to be careful how we spend our time. And if we want to be careful in spending money and making sure that we don't fritter it away, that we buy those things which are good investments for us, whether it's food or clothes or whatever the essentials might be or anything else, surely the same should be for our time. And the Bible teaches us about this. Now, an obvious question would be, therefore, should we listen to what the Bible teaches in terms of spending time? The answer we all know is a resounding yes. The problem is people don't do it in practice. This is the problem. So the Bible talks about spending time in prayer. The Bible talks about spending our time before the Lord in prayer. Jesus taught about going to your room, close the door, and you spend your time in prayer, and your Heavenly Father sees that you're spending time in prayer. The New Testament talks repeatedly about prayer in other places. Prayer is one of the foundations of the New Testament church. And it's one of the keys of the Old Testament. I don't think there's anyone who'd question that here today. So, given that prayer is such an essential, why is it that we find it so difficult? Well, it's because we have sown naturally into the flesh. And so the flesh doesn't like prayer. The Bible in the New Testament talks about there's a walk in the Spirit. We can walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit, or we can walk in the flesh and live in the flesh. And the two are contrasted with each other in the New Testament. People are either walking in the flesh or they're walking in the Spirit. When a person is walking in the flesh doesn't want to pray. And I tell you, this is a very good measure of how spiritual someone is. If you're a Christian here this morning, you must be a person of prayer. A Christian must be a person of prayer. You may find it difficult to be a person of prayer, but you must be a person of prayer. And God convicts us, and I think He's convicting us this morning about prayer. Because, you see, the flesh doesn't want to pray. The flesh wants to do anything apart from sit quietly in prayer. I mean, just doing this. Just sitting down and waiting before God. It's not easy. People don't want to do it. How many here like waiting rooms? How many people here enjoy being in the dentist and just sitting in that waiting room, just waiting and waiting for the dentist or the doctors and just waiting and waiting, or some other office or some other thing, just sitting down waiting? Not many people like to do it. People don't like waiting like that. People want to get on with things. And so we train ourselves, you see, not to enjoy waiting, and so we don't enjoy waiting on the Lord. But waiting on the Lord is a spiritual activity. The flesh won't enjoy it. But if we do it, the spirit man, the spirit woman on the inside grows and begins to get strong. My friends, the truth is this. If you feed the flesh will grow strong and dominate your life. But if you feed the spirit man on the inside, the spirit person on the inside will grow strong and have power over the flesh. And I want to say this. Unless we do this, there's a great danger. I'm telling you the truth here. This is the truth. The devil has victory over lives that have a lack of prayer. The devil wants people not to pray. If people don't pray, they leave themselves open. They're vulnerable to the enemy, the demonic realm. They're open. But prayer, waiting on the Lord, spending time with God, causes us to be in a place of security with God. This is vital for the Christian life. Brothers and sisters, we must learn to educate ourselves to spend our time wisely as Christian people. Are you listening? Is it making sense so far? Good. Let's go to the scriptures now. I'd like us to turn to Psalm 91:1. I'll just read that verse. I'll just read a few of the Psalms out, and then Isaiah. You know, the early church, they only had the Old Testament, you know, which is the Jewish Old Testament, and the early church being that predominantly Jewish church in terms of those who were converted. And us now being the chosen people of God by faith. Amen. It says this in Psalm 91:1, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But notice the word that it says, he that dwells. It's not he that visits for a quick 5 minutes. He that dwells. And I know that sometimes you think, oh, I couldn't spend too long in prayer. It's just boring. I'd fall asleep. But my friends, what happens is when people start to pray, they start to realize their need for prayer. This is an amazing spiritual truth. The more people pray, the more they realize they have need for prayer. And it's like that book, that famous book written by the chap in America. He said, the title of the book was this, Too Busy Not to Pray. I like that. And I think of these great people in the past, the people who've shaped this nation and had an influence around the world. Wesley, for example, up at 4 a.m. in that room, that little room for prayer. Or Spurgeon in prayer. So much time in prayer. all the people of God who've done anything must be in prayer. And you know, we love our families, don't we? We care for our families. There's nothing more important than praying for our families. Surely, prayer is a testimony to our love for our families and what's going on in our lives and wanting the best for our lives. It's dwelling in that secret place of the Most High. It's not visiting for a quick visit. It's just dwelling. I just dwell here. I'm in no rush. I'm in no rush. Have you seen people for television programs? Oh, I've got to get home. Quick, it starts in 5 minutes. What is it? I'll rush home. That show starts in 10 minutes. Quick, change everything. We're going to get home. I don't want to miss that show. You know? People rush, change everything to watch the show. But, you know, for us, we must be people who just dwell with the Lord. Give the Lord first place in our lives. Amen? Are you with me this morning? Give the Lord first place in our lives. Listen, if you need, you may not be aware of it, but you really need this prayer. I really need this prayer. And beyond you and me, our country needs this prayer. This area of Oral needs people to be praying, you know? I don't want to hear of another young mother who's in a desperate situation and does harm to herself, or a young man who's in a desperate situation and does harm to himself. I want them to somehow find out that there's a place where there's a group of people, they pray and things change. But my friends, nothing's going to change unless we engage in prayer. It's the greatest resource that we have, and we must engage in prayer, serious prayer. And the beautiful thing about this is there's no qualification. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It just is a question of where you spend your time. Some people say, oh, well, I don't have the time. I'd love to, but I don't have the time. Well, we know that's not true. They've got time every day for like 3 hours of television. And not 1 hour of prayer. Psalm 27:14. It says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Psalm 37:9. It says, for evildoers will be cut off. But those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Amen. Isaiah 40:31. It says this, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. But it's they that wait upon the Lord. Why is it a case of waiting? Well, the Lord talks about attending to his word, doesn't he? It's interesting, this picture is right throughout the scriptures, you know. The scriptures are talking about waiting on the Lord. My son, attend to my words, it teaches us. Well, when you attend to someone, if you're an attendant, you know, in you used to get petrol stations. I remember petrol stations, and they still have them in America, where you drive up, and then someone will, the attendant, they used to call them. The attendant would come out straight away, and they'd be up, in, and how much, sir, and how much do you want? And you put the gas in the car, the fuel in the car. But they called them the attendant. The scriptures talk about attending to my word. But what does that attendant do? That attendant was waiting, just waiting, ready, as soon as the vehicle came in. But attending to God's word is being aware of what the word is saying. And it's waiting so that at the appropriate time, that word will be brought to use in our lives. It's attending to his word. And then this waiting builds up it builds up the picture. Because waiting, to wait on the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. But waiting upon the Lord, what is it? It's waiting. It's this. On your knees, on whatever, but it's waiting. And they say, I'm going to spend time with the Lord. I'm going to spend time with the Lord. It's the greatest use of my time right now. I'm going to spend time with the Lord. I don't want to spend time doing anything else. I just want to spend time with the Lord. I want to spend time with the Lord. Waiting. They that wait on the Lord. You know, if you were to be in a, let's say, a high-level type of environment, let's say, and there'd be people sitting around a table, and there'd be a waiter assigned to the table, that waiter is just waiting. Just waiting. Waiting, that's all. That's the task, is just waiting upon the table. And God is telling us over and over again to wait upon him. You know, and how do we do this? Well, I want to be practical about it. I want us to be practical, and I want us to go into the New Testament now. And let's just see what the New Testament says about this as we think about closing this with some practical things. So in Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, it says this: be anxious for nothing, is anyone here this morning anxious? Are you anxious about something or someone? Here's what the Bible's teaching us. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So this is saying that whatever we're facing, whatever's going on, whatever it might be, let's go to God with thanksgiving, and then by prayer and supplication. A supplication to surrender those things to God, to speak those to God, but to speak them in a way of surrendering them to God. Let your request be made known to God. And then what will happen is this. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. In other words, at the level of understanding, there could be things in our lives which will torment us, which will make us anxious and make us very concerned. And at that level, if we live at that level, that's a natural level. That's a natural fleshy level. But the Lord is saying to us, don't live at that level. There's a better place. There's a higher place. It's the place that you can only access through prayer. There's only one access into that place. It's through prayer. And it's through prayer, but it says, notice, with thanksgiving. So what I do is this, and I want to suggest that we should all do this. And when we have the meetings during Lent, during here, when we're going to be praying during the days, we're going to have these types of times. What you do is you have a chorus or something, and you can play the chorus, just play that nice song. And just, in fact, Mark, would you play that last song that we had, or something else, or one of those songs that we had earlier? And I just want to show, we can do this in the house, you know. Go into the bedroom or some room, go into a quiet place. And then you just play that music, and it's all in the background. You see, it says with thanksgiving. And so this type of worship music is playing.
Oh, let the
Son of God enfold you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I come into this place today, Father God, just to worship you. Hallelujah.
Oh, let him have the things that hold you.
Praise God.
And his spirit
lies. Praise his name. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm so thankful for you, Lord Jesus. I'm so thankful for the cross. I'm so thankful that you put me right, Lord. And the cross is in my life. I'm so thankful that you can fill me. Fill me, Lord. Oh, fill me. Have your way in my life. Fill me, Lord. Oh, Lord, I thank you this morning. I want to thank you for every face that I see here, Lord, in this church. Thank you for each precious person here this morning. Everyone's so precious before God, you know. And he looks at us like his little children. And he loves us. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, we want to live our lives, Lord, surrendered to you. You turn it up even a little touch, Lord. And let's all just stand, shall we? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come and fill us, Lord. Oh, fill your lands. Oh, fill us, Lord. Fill us. Brothers and sisters, God is saying to us, You must be people of prayer. If you're a Christian and you're not giving God time during the day for prayer, there's something wrong. Dear friends, open up your time and spend it with the Lord. Spend it in prayer. Open up your time and just spend it in prayer. We're entering into a new chapter of this church. And I know that anything that is done, God wants it soaked in prayer. He wants us to be a people of prayer, a people who are yielded, a people who just spend their times in prayer. Now, I want to ask, look, an hour a day. Jesus asked those disciples, he said, couldn't you tarry an hour? An hour. Just go and start praying. Maybe 5 minutes at a time. Maybe it's not an hour, but it's 5 minutes, and it's 5 minutes at a time, and it just start with 5 minutes. But just take some time out. If you're starting from fresh, start with five. But wherever you are, just say, I'm going to spend every day in prayer. If you don't, you give the enemy more influence in your life. I don't like saying it, but it's the truth. It's the truth. If Christians don't pray, they give the enemy more permission and the demons more permission to influence lives. It's the truth. But when people are prayed, people are in prayer, people are yielded, what's happening is they're hiding under the wings of the Almighty. They've waited on the Lord. They're in the right place before God. And God speaks to those people, and God uses those people. And God has called us, glory to his name, to be that people. Amen. Listen, with everyone's eye closed, please, everyone's eye, because I don't want anyone to look around or to just to respond to God. If the Lord is speaking to you this morning and you want to say to him, Lord, I want this. I want to be spending more time in prayer. I need to spend more time in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, I need to spend more time in prayer. I want to do that from this moment onwards, from this service onwards, Lord. I want to leave you with a commitment to spend more of my life in prayer. If that's you this morning, lift your hand up to God now and respond to him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, we respond to you now. We respond to you from our hearts. And we ask that you see our hands, Lord, lifted before you. And Lord, we're asking that your will be done in our lives. And we want you to fill us, Father God, that we can do all that you've called us to do and be all that you've called us to be. And so, Father, this morning we surrender our lives before you. And we say, Father God, have your way in and through our lives. Let your will be done, Father God. Lord, we are committing this because we know the Holy Spirit is moving on us this morning and leading us this way, the way of the Bible, the way of prayer. Father God, thank you that we can make this commitment to you. And thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Ah, now then, let me say one thing. Thank you, everyone. Let me just say one warning. Warning to everyone. Don't pray asking the Lord to help you to pray. He's not going to do it. The Lord says this. He will help us as we pray. So that we make the decision to pray. We enter into prayer. It's a decision of our will and our yieldedness. And then the Lord helps us as we pray. That's how it works. But a lot of Christians trick themselves and they say, well, I've asked God to help me and he hasn't helped. So that's their excuse. And the Lord says, send a warning. Don't put it onto God. It's not him. It's us to decide. And then he helps us as we do. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, he loves you. He loves you. And he's for you in life. Amen. We close this service now. And we'll go into more things this evening. But I just want to, and we're having communion this evening. But I just want to commit this this word to you this morning. And if you want prayer for anything in particular, please feel free to come to the front. Thank you, Father. Amen. Oh, yes. Now, just for anyone who's interested about the groups, the